Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship on this Baptism of the Lord Sunday. Our homilist today is Bishop Liz Lobzu. Let us pray. A voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the Baptism of the Lord. Eternal Father, who at the baptism of Jesus revealed him to be your Son, anointing him with the Holy Spirit, keep your children born of water and the Spirit faithful to their calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, beginning at the first verse. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they bring forth, I tell you of them.
The psalm for this baptism of our Lord is Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord in glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord never mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth of flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and the strips of the forest bare. And in his temple all say, Glory! The Lord sits the throne over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. God of mystery and power, open your eyes to the flame of your love and open our ears to the thunder of your justice, that we may receive your gifts of blessing and peace to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 10, beginning with the 34th verse. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace for Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with his power. How he went about doing good and healing. All who were oppressed by the devil, the God was with him. We are witness to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us, we were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Good morning. This is the first Sunday after Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord, and the beginning of his ministry. Today we find Jesus by the Jordan River. So far at Christmas and Epiphany, we found Jesus in places that you wouldn't expect. The first place was where the shepherds were told they would find a newborn babe, the Messiah, laying in a manger, not in a palace. Then there were the three wise men who were led to the little town of Bethlehem rather than in the royal city of Jerusalem, where they would find the one born king of the Jews. Both places were definitely not places where you would expect for such a glorious king. Now today we fast forward to Jesus as an adult, and of course the beginning of his ministry. And once again we find him where you would think he doesn't belong, down at the Jordan River, where his cousin John the Baptist was baptizing. We ask ourselves, this is not the place Jesus should be, or is it? Why is he here? Well, one thing I can tell you is that probably no baptism account in the world is better known than the story of Jesus' baptism. This surprising visit or appearance of Jesus at the Jordan coming to be baptized throws John for a loop. He basically, in a way, is asking Jesus, Lord, what are you doing here? This is not only John's question, it is ours too, on this day when we observe the baptism of our Lord. As we look more closely at the gospel, we will see what Jesus is doing by going here for a baptism that he really doesn't need. So again, we ask, what is Jesus doing here? Because John's baptizing emphasized repentance, or turning away from our sins. Baptism represented the turning away from the old to the new, from our old ways of life to the kingdom of God. In Matthew 3, it says that John the Baptist was there preaching repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, he cried. So people came from all around the place to be baptized by John in the River Jordan, confessing their sins when they came. You see, John was preparing the way of the Lord, making straight paths for him. And now, here comes Jesus. He comes out to John in the wilderness, at the Jordan. And why? Because he wants John to baptize him. John is truly shocked. He couldn't believe it. Why would Jesus need to be baptized? In turn, John tells Jesus that it is he who actually needs the baptizing from Jesus. John knew he was a sinner. Yes. This man of whom Jesus said, among those born of a woman, there is none greater than John. He confessed his need for baptism, his need of cleansing of sin. Even this holy man, when standing before the Holy One, is exposed as not so holy after all. And if John needs to be cleansed, then we too need to be cleansed. And if John needs forgiveness, so do we. If John the Baptist needs baptism, then we too need the gifts of our baptism, all the more, right? Sure, we have been baptized, but most of us as little babies. But do we live that baptism, or do we even think of our own baptism? So we ask again, why would Jesus, who is sinless, who is the Lord himself, need baptizing? John tries to persuade him from baptism, but Jesus answers John by saying, permit it at this time. For in this way it is fitting for us all to fulfill all righteousness. The words of royal dignity and humility. That is why he came to be baptized, to fulfill God's age-old plan to rescue and redeem his people and to save them. To fulfill all righteousness meant the Lord God showing himself to be a righteous God. He's doing the right thing by acting to save sinners. After all, Jesus, whose name means the Lord saves, will save his people from their sins. He is here to fulfill all the righteousness, and being baptized by John in the Jordan was part of that plan, by showing the glory of God's plan and how all the details were important to God. So John baptized Jesus, and when he was baptized, as he came up from the water, behold, the heavens opened up to him. And now comes the heavenly empowerment and affirmation. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from the heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Now, what just happened here with Jesus' baptism? God spoke directly to the people and to Jesus to give a pronouncement of who Christ was. This is the first time that God the Father from heaven audibly confirmed Jesus is his Son and endorses his ministry. Jesus was the Son of God, and God approved of his life, ministry, and his coming sacrifice. What we can learn from Jesus' baptism is that he was an example for us in many ways. And of course, there are some things that he did that we cannot do, such as die on behalf of another for the purpose of forgiving their sins. But what we can do is follow the Lord in his example of baptism. When we were baptized, our baptism was used to identify us with Christ. It announced to others that we have made, or a decision has been made for us to accept and follow the Lord. See, baptism is an important step for new believers. Jesus did not start his public ministry until after this event. The passage in Luke says that Jesus was about 30 years old when he was baptized. God used this time to publicly announce Jesus' ministry. Jesus had to have a clear sense of God's support and identity before he can start his mission. And that is why it was this time when Jesus' baptism was performed. It had to match with God's timing. We, or some of us, also know that immediately after this event, Jesus was led into the desert by the Holy Spirit to pray and fast. Now, at the end of 40 days of fasting, Satan tried to tempt the Lord. But when the Lord began his public ministry, he also immediately began to be practical, to be a practical example for us in devotion to God and the resistance to the temptation of the devil. The Trinity is beautifully displayed in each of these three passages that we've looked at, which cover the baptism of our Christ. In each passage, we were able to see God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, the Dove. They are three distant persons, yet they all work together to accomplish their will. The baptism of Jesus, we learn, was also used to endorse the ministry of John the Baptist. God, through Jesus, was also putting his stamp of approval on the preachings and teachings of John. People should listen to what John had to say because he was preaching the truth. The baptism of Jesus was certainly a turning point in the ministry of John and Jesus. John continued to teach and preach, even though some of his disciples left to follow Jesus after this special time. So Jesus also began now to teach and preach publicly, even though he had spent a lot of time before in the synagogues learning from and teaching the Jews about God's law. So, dear friends, all of this comes together for you now in your baptism, or when you are baptized. For in your baptism, you are, or were, joined to Jesus. The sins that you brought, or will bring, to the front will be washed away by the blood of Christ, and his righteousness is given you in their place. The Father voices his approval of you, since you are now joined to Jesus, the beloved Son, with whom God is well pleased. The Spirit comes upon you, fulfilling you with faith, and giving or gave you a new life to live every day. And thus buried with Christ in baptism and united with him in his resurrection, you have a new life to live now, and an everlasting life to rise when Christ returns. Dear friends, just remember, God is saying to you, you are my beloved child. I am pleased with you. Amen. Time of intercessory prayer. For peace from on high and for salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our bishops and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of every nation and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each and every city and community and for those who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good weather and for abundant harvests for all to share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, water, or air, for the sick and the suffering, for Reverend Jane and Dino, Reverend Pat and Dave, Reverend Charlene, Father Philip, Reverend Jeanette, Melissa and family, Reverend Carol and Wayne, Phyllis and Pat, Julie, CJ, Kywin, Diane, Laura, Nancy and Jess, Rob, Martin, Paul, Jordan, Christine, Mia and children, Chloe, Sheila, Dee, A, Sharon, Ken's brother, Dee, Alba, Jeffrey, Lawrence, Pat, Gila, and any others known to us, and the suffering for prisoners and captives, and for their safety and health and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, strife, and need, Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died, Paul, Robert, Terry, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord, to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised, through your well-beloved Son, that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.